What's up, everybody? Welcome to Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast brought to you by Letterman Row. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. I'm out here. Where are we? What is this place called? Obetz?
Obetz,
yes. Obetz, Ohio, just outside of Columbus. We're at the UC underclass. I guess the UC stands for underclass. I don't know why, it's sort of redundant. Event here. It's a combine workout for the Under Armour game, the Under Armour Future 50, that kind of stuff. This is Sean Murphy, one of the country's top linebackers in the class of 2022. Yes, and that's CJ Hicks, who's an Ohio State commit in the class of 2022, who coincidentally is also one of the country's top linebackers. You guys working out today, how did it feel to just get back to playing football with other people on the field? I mean, this is kind of that barometer to see how you've handled this quarantine time, right? How did you feel out there? CJ, we'll start with you.
Feel great. Come out here and compete. Haven't really been doing anything. LA camps got shut down, so come out here and have fun.
One thing for you, obviously, as an Ohio State commit, is getting out here and talking to other kids that maybe there's some interest from Ohio State. Sean Murphy is one of those kids, right? Ohio State is recruiting Sean. He's in regular contact with Al Washington. What is it like for you, Sean, to be out here and to have to deal with this all day long? Because not only did he force you to wear Ohio State gloves today, but you know, he's in your ear the whole day. Like, is that something that you like? I mean, you're maybe obviously at a different point in this recruiting process than Sean and CJ is. So how do you approach that? I mean, is it like, dude, shut up? Or is it like, oh, it's cool, I like it?
It's fun and games, it's fun. It's a migraine, but it's all good. This is all fun and games. It's nice little recruiting, all fun.
You know, the thing is, for a guy like yourself, you're obviously still starting this process a little bit, trying to figure out where you fit in, where you want to be. How important are these early relationships with guys like CJ in helping you not just necessarily pick a school, but just knowing where you feel most comfortable?
I mean, it helps, you know, like better relationship with people early just really helps, because you know what you're getting into. You know you're not walking in blind to anybody who has bad characteristics. Like CJ, he's a good person, and I'm learning that as I go on, and it's good that I'm learning that early.
Is there, for you being out here, I mean, what did you get out of the workouts, out of the drill? CJ, what did today like show you, I guess?
What we're gonna have to be going through, like going to college and what we're gonna be doing up there and combine and stuff like that.
Yeah, so today was no one-on-one type drills, no competition against each other, a lot of combine type stuff, running, jumping, that kind of stuff. Is there anything you really learn about, you know, how you've grown from last year to now based on this type of event? I mean, what do you see? I can tell from looking at you, you're physically different. You put on some muscle and changed your body a little bit since I saw you last November. But I never met you, so I don't know. Maybe you look exactly the same. Who knows? Well, how does this sort of event help you figure out like where you still have to go?
Right now, it's helping me learn about like how to maneuver my weight. So I'm, like you say, I'm getting used to it. Haven't been 220.
Oh, because a year ago, you were, you know, when you first went to that Ohio State camp last summer, you were working at cornerback.
Yeah.
And now you're a 6'4", 220-pound absolute linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Who is hoping you don't get too big and have to play defensive end. So, like, where do you, you know, how hard is that adjustment for you guys? Because you're growing. You're, what, 16 years old. How do you figure out, like, what your body's doing?
Really, like, I just watch how I move. Like, I like try and watch what I'm doing. I try and like progress with my weight. I don't try and gain bad weight. So when I'm working out, I make sure it's like strictly muscle with a little bit of fat, so I'm not unhealthy. But I try and use my muscle to the advantage to make me faster, stronger, better, just more agile and everything like that I need as an athlete, as a linebacker, to make myself elite and above everybody.
Is there a thing that you walk out of here today going, okay, I need to fix this, I need to work on this? Do you get that kind of feedback from these coaches? Because quite frankly, I mean, Sean, you get here and they're basically, there's a red carpet in front of you and they're letting you, saying you, here's this. But you know, you're still a competitor, right? You get out here and you want to work and be the best. What do you leave here thinking, okay, that's where I still need to take a step for my junior season?
Like I've been saying to everybody, like I just feel like I need to put more time into my pass game, on my film, like just on the field, because everybody knows I can rush. Everybody knows I can play instinctual. Everybody knows I can make a play on the ball. Everybody knows I can read. Everybody knows I can do everything that has to do with me. But like nobody sees the pass side of me, and I feel like I have full capability of showing that. Like, and I think I'm really good at coverage, especially in a 7-on-7 setting.
What about you, CJ? What do you take from this to alter as you head into your junior year?
Just staying mobile. Like I said, I'm still gaining weight. I'm trying to learn how to maneuver it. Chill out.
Because you're trying to learn how to be an edge rusher, right? I mean, that's new for you.
I mean, at the end of the season last year, they had me rushing off the edge, so because like we needed pressure on the quarterback. You have Shep in the middle,
yeah.
But the quarterback's always rushing out the pocket. So have Shep run one side and me on the other, so he can't go nowhere.
Well, there's a lot of football left to be played for these two guys as they head into their junior seasons. You're going to hear a lot about CJ Hicks over the next few years on Letterman Row. Sean Murphy, maybe. It's up to him. He has to decide, I guess, how serious he is about Ohio State, because we don't spend a lot of time talking about kids that aren't interested in Ohio State. That's just what we do, Sean. It's been nice to know you, but you know, maybe we'll never talk to you again. Who knows? Anyway, we're going to take a break. Spencer Holbrook will be back with me to finish out this episode of Talking Stuff. We'll be right back. Thanks. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Talking Stuff. Spencer Holbrook is now checked in where CJ Hicks and Sean Murphy have checked out.
Big shoes to fill here.
Big shoes to fill for Spencer, who, you know, we're out here watching 400 some kids.
It's hot.
It's a nice breeze, though, so it's a little bit cooler than it's been. But watching these kids, and you see guys like Tegra Teshebola is out here working out right now, Jair Brown. We'll have interviews and conversation with them throughout the week at Letterman Row. But, you know, you're not seeing a lot of kids out here getting a chance to compete, but it's an opportunity just to get back on the field. And you know, initially I'm like, why would so many kids want to come out to this? But then you realize these kids have been waiting around for months to have something to do. And it is an opportunity to get an invitation to the Under Armour All-American Game, the Under Armour Future 50. It's run by ESPN. Who, you know, or what did you see that really caught your eye today? What do you take away from this sort of event?
The best player on the field was just on your show, and that's CJ Hicks.
Yeah, he looks incredible. Today.
Sean Murphy is higher rated right now than he is. I could see that changing. I think CJ Hicks, he's standing right behind us now, but I would say this if he wasn't around. He's the best player on the field.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to end up being at least a top 50 player, maybe a five-star athlete in this class.
You know, when we saw CJ the first time was last summer. Mm-hmm. He was working out with Jeff Hafley, and he was working out at cornerback. And at that time, you could see that he was maybe a safety prospect. As you just saw him standing here now, he is a legitimate big-time linebacker prospect. He ran a 4.6. He had extremely quick feet, mm-hmm. caught the ball very well. Sean Murphy struggled a little bit to catch the ball today, but as he mentioned, he hasn't had a chance to do that.
Yeah, and I'll give him a pass because, like you said, these guys haven't been on the field very much. He's a five-star for a reason. He's one of the best players in the country. He's one of the best players on the field.
It's one of those guys who the tape tells a totally different story than what we saw, I think, today.
He's kind of the opposite of what CJ Hicks is.
Right. CJ's tape is a little bit less impressive, but you don't know if that's because of the competition level. There's a lot of things in play. But the important thing to know is 90% of these kids out here today are 2022 prospects or younger. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of football left for these guys to play. But the leap that I saw from CJ Hicks from last time I saw him to today is incredible.
He better be careful over the next 2 years. Because if he continues to grow and put muscle on and put weight on, he's going to be a defensive end. And I don't know if that's where he wants to be, but he's one of those guys where he's just going to have to be careful. Yeah. I think he's at about, what did he say, 220 now?
Yeah.
If he puts 15 more pounds on before he gets to Ohio State, they're gonna talk about him moving down.
You know, we're getting ready to lean into linebacker week on Letterman Row. And I think, you know, Saturday is the right time to talk about, I think, CJ Hicks and Sean Murphy. And it's a linebacker group in the class of 2022. There's going to be seven dudes from the current Ohio State roster at linebacker who will be gone by the time that CJ Hicks' class arrives. And that changes a lot of things. And that's a class that's going to be probably four or five deep at linebacker. And so you do have questions about guys like Hicks, about guys like Gabe Powers at Marysville. How does their body develop from now until the end of their high school careers? That's still two more years of football to really figure out where they fit. That's why you see guys like Desan McCullough, who will be on Bermanology this week, who's almost 6'6", 220 pounds. I don't know that he can be a linebacker, but then you have guys like Sean Murphy, who's just standing here, who looks much more like a traditional linebacker prospect. Probably not going to get taller. He's in that 6'3", 225-pound range. Reminds me a little bit of what Raekwon McMillan looked like when he was coming out of high school and entering into the time that he really burst onto the national scene. But guys like Braylon Allen up in Wisconsin, there's a lot of players around the country that are vying for that spot. But CJ Hicks is going to be the leader of that group.
Where would you put CJ Hicks as a comparison right now? What do you see in him by the time he's a freshman at Ohio State? When we talk about putting a cap on that 21 class?
Yeah.
What's the comparison?
I mean, I think.
Because I think that's important to give.
I don't
readers.
Know that he's quite as athletic as Malik Harrison, but the body style should be the same by the time he gets on campus. You're talking about a guy who's going to be 6'4", 240 pounds by the time he arrives at Ohio State. And he has two, again, it's hard to project, but we're talking about a kid who has two more years of development, two more years of getting bigger, of getting stronger. He had a 32-inch vertical leap today. That's going to get better. He's going to be probably in the 36, 37 vertical inch range.
4.6.
At 4.6 today, that's probably going to drop into the 4.55 range by the time he's on campus.
Well, he could go two ways, really. You could look at him, he could go Malik Harrison route at 240.
Yeah.
He could stay at 220 and look like not an Ohio State guy, but like an Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
Like, there are two ways that he can go, and both ways are going to mean he's going to be very, very good at Ohio State.
Yeah, the thing that I want to impress here is that what we saw out of CJ Hicks today is somebody who made very good use of this quarantine time and has put himself in a position to skyrocket up the national rankings when he gets back to the playing field this fall or this next spring, whenever it happens. But expect him to become a player that people talk about nationally, because he certainly looks the part, and if he plays anywhere near on the field as he did today, where he was clearly head and shoulders the best player we've seen so far, that's gonna really increase.
And
I'm looking forward to seeing Derek Shepherd, who he mentioned, one of his teammates at Dayton, Archbishop Alter, a defensive tackle. I think he's a guy that could see an Ohio State offer down the road. Pretty big. I mean, he looked like a kid that it looks like your prototypical Ohio State defensive tackle. Tegra Tushabola, as I said, is working out right now. J.R. Brown, the cornerback commit, is working out now. Luke Montgomery, who was on a Bermanology episode this last week, is expected to be here. There's a lot of young guys that we're going to get to catch up with and talk with, but I'm just glad there's a little bit of football being played.
Well, we'll put a cap on the CJ Hicks talk. Ohio State loves elite recruiters as coaches, and they have an elite recruiter committed right now. CJ Hicks was in the ear of Sean Murphy the entire day out there on the field. He's going to be in the ear of all these elite 2022 linebackers. He's going to be talking to all the elite prospects around the country. I think he could be a real cornerstone in this class, maybe even more so than like a Jack Sawyer is, because
he's very vocal.
CJ loves to recruit.
Yeah, he's very vocal. As you said, he was talking with Sean Murphy the whole day. He's been the driving force in recruiting Desan McCullough. He's the driving force in recruiting Braden Allen, the linebacker up in Wisconsin. He's been talking to Quinn Ewers, the country's top ranked quarterback, regularly. He's a guy who's putting his tentacles out anywhere he can.
Yep.
So it is going to be great to watch that over the next few years for Ohio State fans. And again, hopefully this is a first step towards just getting back to football. What happens from here is still up in the air, but today there's football to talk about. There's still more for us to watch. So Spencer Holbrook and I are going to get back to that. But this has been Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast. Stay tuned to Letterman Row all week for updates from today's event and more as we head into Linebacker Week. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll catch you next time.